Music makers who have taken the Golden Lion to their hearts. A Calder Valley pub that's proved a lifeline for local bands is fast becoming a draw for stars thanks to its unique atmosphere. Todmorden's Golden Lion is a venue like no other, as likely to hold a Scandinavian jazz night as a DJ set from Jarvis Cocker or Kevin Rowland of Dex's Midnight Runners. It's also added a vinyl record label to its portfolio too, with sales ploughed back into the pub to ensure it can continue to provide a venue for local musicians. DJ Andy Votel, a veteran of Manchester's famed Hacienda in the 1990s, is just one musician who's taken the Golden Lion to his heart. He chose Todmorden as the venue to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his own Manchester label, Twisted Nerve, staging a special event recently and releasing a limited edition vinyl record on the Golden Lion Sounds label. Votel says the pub could not be more important for the local music scene after the COVID pandemic. When the place first started out, they tried to get people to DJ, and agents were saying, "No, I've never heard of it, can't even pronounce the place," to now people actually contacting the Golden Lion saying, "I desperately want to play there." They're talking big names asking to play there and accepting a tenth of their fee just to DJ in this remote club in the middle of Yorkshire. The answer's there, and it sings loud and proud. Putting the pub on the musical map has been a labour of love since 2015 to Matanei Nilavongse, known as Gig, and her partner, Richard Walker, known as Waka, a veteran of the free party scene. The pair set out to rewrite the book on running a pub as a community hub and music venue. The reputation that Walker has built as a promoter and DJ in local pubs and his friendship with the late techno legend Andrew Weatherall proved pivotal. "My dad was good friends with Andrew," says Walker's son, Matthew Humphreys, himself a DJ, co-promoter and artist booker at the Golden Lion. "They got him to DJ here, and it stemmed from there. The respect a lot of musicians and artists have for Andrew, they saw he loved it here, and that's why a lot of the big names come. We really look after the artists. They always go away happy. We had ambient house band The Orb play recently, and Alex Patterson from the band came because he knew Andrew loved it. He said that was a big reason. Then it's just one big name plays and then another, and they all go away happy." Indeed, the buzz about the Golden Lion has largely grown through word of mouth. Votel first discovered the venue through an invitation from Rick Tomlinson of Bolton-based band Voice of the Seven Woods. It offered an early clue that the Golden Lion was no ordinary venue. "Rick asked me to come over to Todmorden to do a Swedish spiritual jazz night. I said, 'Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds like a good thing for a Tuesday or Monday night.' He said, 'No, they want you to do it on Saturday night. There's not a venue quite like that. I've done Welsh protest music, female punk nights. I've played rockabilly next to rural disco from Brittany, or records that have come out from some snooker club in Mallorca. That can only happen at the Golden Lion.'" In turn, Votel's friendship with Cocker brought the pulp frontman to Todmorden, with the pair given free rein to play whatever they wanted. Undeterred by the event clashing with the World Cup, they posted a fixture list and spun records from competing countries, with cheers from the crowd deciding the winners of imaginary musical football matches. DJ sets or performances by acts such as Cocker and Groove Armada sell out quickly, but most nights are busy, providing a platform for local bands and DJs. The Golden Lion offers its upstairs room to local bands to practice free of charge. The record label too offers another avenue for local artists to make music, such as an upcoming record from the Todmorden band Plank, due on January 20th. A non-profit venture, Golden Lion Sounds is about the love of music, says Humphreys. It was also a lockdown project for Neil Avongse, which provided work for staff to help keep the pub going during lockdown. Alongside this high-profile activity, the Golden Lion is equally proud of the role it plays in the community, organising free meals for the homeless and providing food parcels for those struggling financially. It acted as a community shop during the pandemic and offers free dinners and entertainment each Christmas.